The late Grand Ayatollah Marashi Najafi presents a brief introduction to Ilm al-Kalam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. از جمله علوم شریفه اسلامی که در حقیقت در درجه اول علوم.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Ilm al-Kalam, or Islamic theology, is a precious Islamic field of knowledge, which is in fact placed on the top of all Islamic fields of knowledge. We shall say the foundation of our beliefs. Of course, our greatest scholars have distinguished between theology and philosophy. According to them, theology is defined as a sort of knowledge which speaks of the issues regarding the concepts of origin and end in Islam. While in philosophy, the issues of origin and end are discussed according to the rules of reason. Since past times, both Shiite and Sunni scholars have authored many publications on theology. And there have been many ideas in this case among different Muslim sects, including Mu'tazila, Ash'arites, and Qadariya. And for example, being a follower of Imamiyya, having different beliefs about the end, and the caliphs, who is next after Prophet Muhammad as the caliph, divine justice, and divine knowledge, and such stuff, there have been several discussions, and there have been so many books authored in this regard that one cannot even number them. In overall, great efforts have been made in this regard by Islamic scholars in theology. And the oldest book authored in theology is yet by Hisham ibn Hakam, one of the followers and companions of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, one of the greatest Islamic theologians. I have not personally observed that book, but several students who have visited some of the greatest libraries in Europe, they have seen it there. While the book exists, however, I have not seen it myself. There are many narrations from Hisham ibn Hakam in theology books. For instance, in the book Al-Milal wa Al-Nihal by Al-Shahristani, or Al-Milal wa Al-Nihal by Ibn al-Hazm, or in Aqwal al-Firaq al-Shia, or Bayan al-Adyan by Sayyid Murtaza Razi. There are many narrations from him. Well, this is the oldest book authored in theology and beliefs. According to some scholars, even prior to Hisham, is Qasim ibn Hasan ibn Zayd ibn Hasan. Well, he is said to have publications in theology prior to Hisham. Anyhow, since past times, all various Muslim sects have been authoring publications in theology, and anyone who tends to tell the difference between them needs to apply comparison, comparing religions with religions. This is what writers and authors bear in mind today. Comparing the beliefs of a group with those of the others, and to compare their instructions and edicts. Or even they compare the contents of divine books, for example, the New Testament, the Old Testament, Psalms of David or Zabur, and the Bible and holy books with the Quran. And if you pay attention, this has been the word for a long time. And thanks to the infallible Imams, we see that this knowledge is clarified and well elaborated for us. We have several narrations and traditions in the book Usul al-Kafi regarding theology, origin and end, divine justice, divine knowledge, the infallibility of prophets, and etc. There are many of these narrations to which you refer. It is a long time we're trying to compile a list of all publications, additional notes, and glossaries in regard with the book Ihqaq al-Haq, which has turned to be about 30 volumes till now. Ihqaq al-Haq by Qazi Nurullah Shushtari, who was martyred at the time of Timurids in India. This book originally belongs to him. He also had authored a book called Majalis al-Mu'mineen. Well then, all those publications, additional notes and glossaries, my friends and I have been trying to collect. This book is invaluable. If it is read by a fair person, he or she will find out and will have the true judgment. Thus a person is the best judge in this case. Otherwise, and by having any other judgments contrary to these beliefs, having read this book, they have embarrassed themselves. خودش پیش خودش شرمنده میشه اگر خلاف این معتقدات ملتزم باشه.